Well, as we get things underway this afternoon, we are so thrilled to be joined in studio by our friend, singer, actor, songwriter, host.
Game show host. It's okay to say that.
Game show host, talk show host, bon vivant, the wonderful John Davidson, joining us in studio. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Rich. We've talked several times, and you even came to see one of my shows. How few people have done that, I'll tell you that.
Well, we're working to get those numbers up here. Because this is kind of new for you, performing here in your adopted home. Well, not adopted. It was your home. Yeah. You went away. Now you've come back to New England.
Grew up in New England years ago, but now I live in New Hampshire in the Lakes region. I live in Sandwich, not hot dogs, Sandwich, New Hampshire. And it's about a 3-hour, 20-minute drive up here. And I used to come up to Maine when I was a kid in the 50s. To Charleston, Maine. I want to say Charleston.
Right. Keep going right out this road. Yeah.
Because my great-grandfather, John Hamilton Higgins, my name is John Hamilton Davidson. I was named after this guy. Founded the Higgins Cultural Institute in Charleston, Maine.
Which was a very famous school for a lot of years around here.
I think it's closed now and become just a high school or something. So we used to go, I took my hoss up there one summer and put the hoss in the barn because I lived in West Bridgewater outside of Brockton, had this great New England accent. So I feel like I'm coming home to my roots. But yeah, when I was on Hollywood Squares, when I hosted Hollywood Squares in the late 80s into the early 90s, I was the second host. And when I was on That's Incredible with Fran Tarkington and Kathy Lee, and when I stood in for Carson, on That's Incredible in Hollywood Squares, I didn't sing at all. And so it's a confusion. I did sing when I was guest hosting for Carson. But so people say, well, what's John Davidson going to do? Is he going to play Hollywood Squares or do That's Incredible or show, you know, three-headed people? And so, no, I'm doing my show with my guitar. And I love the freedom of it. When I was hosting The Tonight Show, singing with the Doc Severinsen Orchestra, that was great. But I always like just with my guitar because I can add bars and take breaths, and it's better storytelling. So when you come see me now, I'm a troubadour. I tell stories about Walt Disney movies and my career, but it's mostly about human things that happen. It's not about me.
But some funny stories, but also some very touching, some very poignant stories as well.
Yeah, thanks for knowing
and
that.
And by the way...
What?
The reviews you got on your second visit to Birdland, holy cow!
I wrote that, and it was embarrassing. I mean, my mother couldn't have written. I played Birdland for the second time. I couldn't. I was so nervous because New York is very hip, you know, and very, you know, we'll show you what is good and what is bad. And so I did the same show that I'll be doing here. In Bangor, when am I doing
that? November 23rd at Hollywood Casino.
Hollywood Casino. That I did at Birdland. And I've done this show all over New England. I've done it, well, all over Ohio and Midwest. And not the exact show. Every show is a little different. But they thought it was funny and moving and inspirational. And, they raved about me at Birdland. I couldn't believe it. I thought, maybe you saw another show. You sure you saw John Davidson?
Now, the first time you were there, you stacked the crowd with friends.
I did. But it was full. It was sold out.
But then people showed, you were worried when we talked to you that people wouldn't show up the second time. Well, but they did.
Yeah, it was fine. It was a fine crowd, and Birdland is a fun place. So I'm booked back there. I'm going back because of this review for Mother's Day, May 10th of next year. Yeah. I love doing this. You know, I go out in the car. I hate flying. So if I can do like 2 hours away, it's great. I'm also doing
Danny Cashman, the other night show. Tonight you're taping.
Yes. And then when does that air?
I think one episode will be on this Saturday night.
Yes.
And then probably the next week for the second episode. Well, but I understand.
The second episode is their 9-year anniversary.
Yes.
And so he said, would you host the show?
Yeah, you've got some experience at that. There you go.
So I'm going to, and here's Johnny. Hello. I'm going to come out singing with my guitar.
I love it.
And I think I'm going to do a crazy tune when I walk out. Oh, then my guest is Dan Cashman. Is the host. I'm going to be interviewing the host there about how he got where he is. And I've only talked to him on the phone. Boy, he's a bright guy.
He is. He's a terrific guy and doing something that's so unique here in the state of Maine. How's your show going, by the way? You're doing a
I created a show called What's Next. It's for people who are old, like 55, 60, who are trying to reinvent themselves. What do you do after you spend a career in radio or in television, as I have, and what do you do with your life as you get up into your 60s and 70s? How do you get a purpose? And so I interview people. Man on the street things about how they're and I wrote a theme for the show. The show's called What's Next. What's next? Over the hill and round the bend. These golden years will make us great, my friend. I'm not gonna take that final bow. The show ain't over, no way, no how. What's next? We're going for win, place, a show. You wanna sit and watch the sunset or work on your mojo? For years I've been rehearsing for the role of my life. Now I'm ready, opening night. We've all been shakers, fakers, money makers, dads or stay-at-home moms. We've been finders, keepers, losers, weepers, creatures of .com. Each time I start to whine about the wrinkled state I'm in, I step it up, suck in my gut, and grab a second wind. What's next? Anyway, it's a stupid song.
I love it.
No, you were laughing, Rich. I can tell
I'm laughing because I was enjoying it.
It's a silly song, but it's good for the show. So right now it's airing on a very small station only in New Hampshire. I would love some PBS station to pick up this show because it has real value and inspiration for people trying to reinvent themselves.
So if you're listening, friends at Maine Public Broadcasting,
I'm sure they're...
Look, you must deal with the people in New Hampshire. How tough could that be?
Well, PBS listens to Rich Kimball just to find out how to do radio.
Yes. Oh, I'm sure that's it. Yeah. I wanted to ask you about something else, but now it's gone. It's slim. Oh, no, I know what it was. So our friend Rob Caldwell from 207 did a wonderful piece on you back in the summertime.
Yeah, he was great. Yeah,
He got to come down and tour your house. That's the gig. I want to come down there. And
it's very good. You know, these young guys, they know something.
Yeah.
And, he handled me very well. And, we went through all my stuff in my rehearsal studio and I got a bunch, you know, 50 years I've been doing this and Broadway and television and film. And so I've got a bunch of junk in my studio. So he wanted to know about every single piece. And I told him, I made up some stuff.
Well, sure.
I said, you know, in the 60s when I was a Beatle, and Rob said, you're a Beatle? Because he was putting me on. No, he's very sharp. But, looking back on my career, I can't remember half of the stuff that I did.
You've done a lot. You're also doing some really wonderful things through Cameo.
Thank you for mentioning that. I have a media person that says, talk about Cameo. Do you know what Cameo is?
Yeah. It's so essential. Well, I learned about it through your posts that people request you to give video messages to friends, relatives.
Right. You go online to Cameo and you say, you punch in John Davidson on Cameo. I do birthday greetings. I do anniversary greetings. I do wedding songs. And I usually sing a little song with my guitar and say happy birthday with my guitar song. I haven't done funerals yet. I probably all my friends are.
And was it Gilbert Gottfried that suggested
this to you? Gilbert Gottfried said, last month, of course, he's raised his price on it. Mine is like $50. For $50, John Davidson will sing you a personal song and say happy birthday to somebody that you love or whatever, or do anything. So Gilbert started at 50. Gilbert Gottfried, Doc Slang. He's doing a version of Paul Lynn, I think. I don't know. And Gilbert said he made $10,000 like 3 months ago doing these little things. I'm $50 a whack. I'm not doing that. But I love doing it, making up little tunes and it's for I do them as a selfie right into, so they're video, and I do them in my backyard.
And you've done a couple of concerts from your house with Concert Window. Do you have any more of those planned for the future?
You know, Concert Window went out of business. You're right.
Oh,
I did
really?
That. I did that twice, and I never did enjoy that because my computer kept shutting off. If you don't touch a computer for a while, it'll shut down. At least mine did. So yeah, Concert Window was fun. Thank you for folks that listen to me on that, but it is no more. And that's okay with me because I'm not technically, I need, you have a wonderful engineer here and a whole, you have a staff of 20 people.
But most of that's just, you know, steering me back into the studio when I roam.
I'm alone in my basement, just in my underwear doing these little shows. So I didn't enjoy the Concert Window.
Well, we enjoy having you here. Can we get you to do another song before you head over to do television tonight?
Well, I'm thinking, I write a lot of funny songs. I wrote a love song to my wife that I'm going to do this on one of the shows. It's about trying to get lucky with your wife is what it's about. Ron and I have been together for 36, 37 years. I wrote a love song to her, but it came from a time when we had lost the romance for a short period of time. We had lost the touchy-feely. Happens in every marriage. And so in order to get that back, I could go on and on with stories about that, but I wrote this song. I still wanna be your Superman in my saggy blue suit and my faded old red wrinkled cape. You used to fly with me till morning. Remember how we shared the great escape? You are still the fairest maiden in all my fantasies. I am your aging action hero. Only you would fly away with me. Now we're like an old pair of jeans, stretched to fit in faded blue. And I've kissed you in so many ways and places, girl. What can I do that's new to you? We've shared so many secrets. Lovers have turned to friends. You can read me like an open book. How does our story end? 'Cause I still wanna be your Superman in a saggy blue suit and a faded old red wrinkled cape. You used to fly with me till morning. Remember how we shared the great escape? You are still the fairest maiden in all my fantasy. I am your aging action hero. How'd you like to fly away with me? So it goes along like that. I won't sing. You don't have time for the whole song. Come see me at casino. Where am I?
Hollywood Casino. Well, actually, start tonight. You still got time. Get over to the Gracie Theater for the taping of The Night Show with Danny Cashman with John Davidson. That starts at 6 o'clock tonight. And then make plans for Saturday, November 23rd at Hollywood Casino. Yeah. And I say this from personal experience. Nobody relates to an audience better than you do. You are the consummate entertainer.
I'm just trying to relate to somebody, Rich. I'm just trying to get somebody to talk to me at this age. Do you have a second? Or are you wrapping this up?
No, yeah. We have all the time in the world.
Because I'm trying to decide. I don't know what kind of a show. I've never seen the Night Show.
The Night Show.
With Danny. I've only talked to Dan. I'm very impressed with him. But I was going to come out and say, another song I wrote, and it's ridiculous. But I don't know. I've lived this long. Everybody said you would have all the answers in your 70s. You would. Now I have more questions than answers. Questions like, why do men have nipples? How come Tarzan has no beard? Think about it.
Yes.
Why do bars have parking lots? I can't drink and drive. Am I the only one who finds this weird? Why did Adam and Eve have navels? Right?
Yes.
In the pictures, they have navels.
Right.
They don't need navels.
No need for those. No.
If your doctor's practicing, is he practicing on you? Why wash my bath towels? I'm always clean when I use them. What are training bras training them to do? And it goes on like that. If you want to hear the ending of the song,
come to Hollywood Casino November 23rd. Go see the night show with Danny Cashman. I think you should open with that. What do I know?
And put my career in the toilet. Just over. It'll be a parking lot.
No. Well, have fun tonight.
I hope so.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah, everybody always says have fun. You know, it shouldn't be just fun. This is a creative art. Rich, you are a creative. You are a creative linguist. When you do what you do, this is a creative art that you do. You're making something out of absolutely nothing.
Pulling it out of God knows where.
And you do it very well.
Thank you.
So to just have fun, you can have fun in the shower. But here, you're putting out.
Fun in the shower, but I don't invite an audience to, because they wouldn't show up anyway.
And now, Rich Kimball in his shower.
Anyway, although the acoustics are great in there.
I know it. Don't you love it? Yeah.
Well, have fun and move people to
you
will do.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me on.
You bet.
What's your engineer's name?
This is Carrie.
Karen?
Carrie.
Carrie. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That was his phone that went off in the middle of your song.
I didn't hear it. I'm so all about me. I don't hear it. It was in key, so it was perfect. your engineer is like 7'8".
Yes. Yeah.
Very tall.
Well, he provides security as well
Yes, but the fact that he would come down to our level to do this show.
I keep the seat very low so I'm not I don't seem as tall I'm sitting here. Yes.
But when Tom Cruise is on the show, he doesn't,
Right.
He would come up to your navel, I think. And speaking of navel, how are we doing? So have we done as much damage as we can do here, right?
I think so. Well, for now, but I hope we can do it again sometime.
Don't you have really big stars on the show? How did I get this seat?
Today, this is the seat of honor.
I'm not a biggie.
Most of the people that we have of your caliber don't deign to come visit us. We do it over the phone, but you're here, and that puts you at the top of the list.
Well, I was driving by.
Thank you. That's good.
Matter of fact, I got lost.
On your way out to Charleston, so.
I'm going to be at the school, right? The university?
You'll be at Husson University.
Husson.
Yes.
And I don't know the exact address of the building in where the show is.
Ah, well, you can see it from, we'll give you directions. We'll get you
over Gracie?
There. Yeah, the Gracie Theater. It's a beautiful facility.
Okay, will there be a big sign out front?
Yes.
John Davidson is.
It's hand painted, but Danny and his kids have made it for you. It's welcome. Welcome, John. It'll be JHON, but.
I stopped for an ice cream as I came through the New Hampshire main border and went into a little place, and I said hi because I was smiling. The lady said, "You're somebody, aren't you?" Because if I don't smile, I must have based a career on smiling. And she said, "You're somebody." I said, "Well, no, everybody's somebody." She said, "No, you are somebody. I've seen you before, right?" I said, "I don't, maybe, yeah, on television, right, and movies." I said, "Maybe." She said, "You're John Denver, aren't you?"
So close.
So it was a nice welcome to Maine. Just the fact that she got JD.
That's close.
Same. Yeah.
Sorry about the plane crash.
Rich, this is all the time I have for you. I'm big now. I'm huge.
You are huge.
I got to move on down the road. I got to go.